Remember when I was telling you, man, like, yo, we're trying to stay up, and you kept laughing like I was.
Bro,
I was being dead serious.
Because it's disgusting.
It's disgusting, yeah, I know. But like,
you
yeah.
see that bit in Top Boy when Sully said, "Yo, listen, don't beg."
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Bro, you see the face that he made.
Yeah.
The fact that you lot even.
I was on my knees.
The fact that you lot even have it in your mind to, like I said, to make those kind of jokes.
Yeah.
About red man, you know.
No, I wasn't joking.
To make those.
It's not a joke. It's my point. Fast forward these months, I've been going. I wasn't joking. I was telling you, man. Like, yo, we're shit.
You're breathing a sigh of relief now.
Oh yeah, bro.
You're good now, yeah.
No, there was. I think 3 weeks ago, it was like mathematically impossible for us to get relegated.
Jeez.
And I was like, yo, thank fuck.
Benched, a 14 HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
Alrighty everyone, what's going on, what's happening, how's everybody doing? Welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast. I make this episode 159. I'm your boy, your host, yeah, playing centre mid today, distributing balls and all of that, do you get me? Pause. Yeah, alright, pause, yeah, alright. Distributing, yeah, facilitating, make sure that the play is being made. The right play, the right decision every time. Do you feel me? I'm your boy Charles. What's happening, people? I got T, 5'5" of excellence. I got him back. How was him, T? How was him?
Yeah, it was alright.
Zim was good, yeah?
Yeah.
T's taking annual leave in that. T, you're the only one we got employed, fam.
Yeah, bro. Imagine,
taking annual leave in that, fam. Come here, bro. Work, fam.
I saw what you call it, T's Insta when he was in Zim, innit? Bro, he just had animals walking around like.
Yeah, T was taking it there, bro.
I was like, yo.
Taking it there.
I was like, yo.
Signs on the finger and, yo, listen, the baboons and them, yeah. They will enter your yard.
I said, T, a little.
T's out there in the field. I got like, Kizza with me. Solar Kiz.
That's a nice one.
Coming like a solar eclipse. You say, Kiz, you're right.
Bit better. We're not getting relegated, so I mean, I guess that's good.
Well. Not getting relegated.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, huh? How funny it is that you're even close. How funny is it that you're even making those kind of jokes?
I mean, I think throughout my life and whenever I suffer trauma, I usually use like laughter to get out of it.
I hear, because if you don't laugh, you will cry.
Yeah, and then who knows, maybe even worse.
Kids, this is a safe space, man.
So, safe space, is it? Yeah. So, I think that's what I'm doing right now. Like, you know, I'm flirting with other clubs in terms of, like, signing for them as well.
Flirting, mate. Bro, you told me before we started, I'm going to tell the people, I'm going to snitch. I'm going to dry snitch to the people as well. Kids are saying that he ain't been watching no football for months.
As in Prem. I've watched other leagues because I'm like, yeah, fuck these men.
I got a question. Is the reason why you haven't been watching Prem for a while because you've come to the realisation that Liverpool... Yeah.
No, not that.
...are equally in...
No, okay.
Your 20 Premier Leagues.
The reason, well, one, that's peak. But two, like, watching Amorim in the Prem, there's been no improvement from the day he walked in. So I'm like, wait, what am I watching? What's the point? Now, I've given him a little bit of grace, which might be even too much, of have the window, bring your players in. I don't care in it. I've watched the season away. Just don't get relegated. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Well, no need for that because Newcastle dispatched of 10-man Ipswich Town 3-0 to send them down finally.
You're
so all the three about teams.
About that game, exactly.
Go on.
I saw this thing on Twitter earlier. Like, so obviously, congratulations to... Eddie's good in it. So obviously he was back in the dugout, innit?
Yeah, fair. I think he had pneumonia, so he was back now.
Yeah, so Ipswich, they put out like on their actual Twitter thing, a picture of him saying, good to see Eddie back in the dugout. And someone replied with, damn, he replied to this tweet by sending them back to the championship.
No, them ones. Yeah, thanks, see you later, mate. Bam.
Yeah.
See you later. Go back down. All three teams, Ipswich, Leicester, Southampton, are relegated with 4 games to go. Ipswich on 21 points are 15 points adrift of West Ham. What are we saying about the quality? And bearing in mind, Leicester that ran away with the league last year. Ipswich that played some great football in the championship under McKenna. Ian McKenna. Kieran McKenna, sorry. Man said Ian. What am I thinking? What does that say? What say us to the quality of the championship in relation to the gap between it and the Premier League, because we're about to see two teams in Burnley and in Leeds who are on 94 and 97 points about to come up into the Premier League. But with the last couple of years, I'm saying, the gap between the Championship and the Premier League, they'll be making a lot of noise.
I was going to say one thing. Go to Southampton.
Southampton, yeah, they're on 11 points.
Now forget that.
They're on a derby team.
Look how many goals they conceded.
80.
They should go to League One.
80.
No, Championship. They go to League One. That's bullshit.
Southampton have conceded the same amount of goals that Liverpool have scored.
get out of it, man. Get them out of it.
See how the Premier League is a nice circle there.
Yeah,
the champions, 80
exactly,
goals.
Yeah.
Bottom, 80 goals.
they share it around, didn't they? Speaking of share, we had our share, a fair share of scare in it. Because there was actually, for a moment, I was thinking, we might go down. Remember when I was telling you, man, like, yo, we're trying to stay up, and you kept laughing like I was.
Bro,
I was being dead serious.
Because it's disgusting.
It's disgusting, yeah, I know. But like,
you see that bit in Top Boy when Sully said, "Yo, listen, don't beg."
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Bro, you see the face that he made.
Yeah.
The fact that you lot even.
I was on my knees.
The fact that you lot even have it in your mind to, like I said, to make those kind of jokes.
Yeah.
About red man, you know.
No, I wasn't joking.
To make those.
It's not a joke. It's my point. Fast forward these months, I've been going. I wasn't joking. I was telling you, man, like, yo, we're shit.
You're breathing a sigh of relief now.
Oh, yeah, bro.
You're good now, yeah?
No, there was, I think 3 weeks ago, it was like mathematically impossible for us to get relegated.
Jeez.
And I was like, yo, thank fuck.
Okay, well, how do you feel about this? Man United are not the top of anything anymore.
Yeah.
They don't have the most league titles. They don't have the most FA Cups. They don't have the most league cups.
Yeah.
It's not Man United anymore.
Though, the rep's still there, though.
Yeah,
I'll tell you why. Because I was like, yo, we're done, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
And yesterday I woke up. Man, like, couldn't you come to United? I was like, yo, we still got it.
We still got it. Because everyone
Even the baddies, they still want to come.
Because everyone wants Cunha, innit?
That's right, yeah. They want Cunha. Else they do.
Everyone
you wants Cunha. You
want Cunha? Well, we had a look. We didn't inquire.
You take him, though.
Yeah, I'd take him.
Yeah, that's my point.
But that didn't mean we were looking.
No, but my point is that we still got a player.
That babe over there, she looks nice. It don't mean I want her.
Yeah, but no. But if I give you the option, you want her, right? No? If I say like you, it's a green light.
Alright, listen, we don't treat women like that. Relax, kids.
Alright, my bad.
Liverpool are champions. Congratulations to Liverpool. I'm going to keep this one nice and brief because I'm on my hater rating today.
There's no Bobby either, so we don't have to.
Shout out to them, man. 5-1. Tottenham are pathetic.
Man, so they scored first. They got held five and reply.
Pathetic. Where are Tottenham in the league? They're worse than you lot. They're 16th.
They are 16th in the league. We're having a conversation about him.
Who, Ange?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's gone, bro.
If they don't, he's gone, no matter what.
If, I think end of the season.
They were saying that he's going to go regardless.
I saw a report somewhere that, yeah, bro. Do you remember them first 10? I keep going back to it. Remember them first 10 games when he first started?
High line.
They won 9 out of 10 games. It was great. And then they had that game against Chelsea. They had the two-man sent off. And they just persisted with the high line. I ain't seen no change since. Yes, I understand that they've got injury problems and they've been struggling with that throughout the course of the season. We all have.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know something about Mourinho, so I know nothing about him in it.
Yeah. Oh, because you ain't been watching football. Yeah, of course.
So when you had your injuries, right, yeah, and you were playing up front, I thought, oh, this is a decent backup striker you bought. And then my boy, like, you know, he's a midfielder.
Centre midfield.
Wait, what do you mean he's a midfielder?
Centre midfield.
I was like, oh, rah.
That's how in the mud we are.
Yeah,
we're going to the Bernabeu with them things there.
Yeah, so, clear up.
Listen, and what were we saying about Bournemouth maybe like 6-7 weeks ago? 11 players out injured. Bournemouth, okay, now they're 10th now. They've tailed off a little
bit.
They were doing their thing.
They were talking about that manager getting like a big job next, didn't
they? Bro, yeah, it was looking like, oh, listen, they might be able to get a European spot. Like, they were doing their thing. And to be fair...
How far are they? Are fifth?
Chelsea are fifth. They are 10 points clear of Bournemouth.
But Nottingham have got two games in hand, yeah?
Nottingham have got a game in hand.
Two, no.
So if they... they're on 33. Everyone's on 34. Because of the FA Cup today, innit?
Oh, yeah, then if they might play, though...
If Nottingham Forest win their game, they jump to third on 63 points.
No, good, because I just don't want Chelsea. Even though Chelsea are my second team in the league, like, local second team...
They're your
second...
For West London, geography, boring.
Yeah. Because we're both in the mud to a degree, we're both going to be going for the same kind of players. And obviously, we're not guaranteed Champions League football yet. So I might need them to not get Champions League football. But if we get Champions League football, then they can get it as well. It's fine.
Well, 2 wins in their last 2, Chelsea, away to Fulham and home to Everton. They beat Everton 1-0. They've got a Conference League game, and then they've got to be the ones. As you see there, Liverpool. They've got to be the ones to give the guard of honour to Liverpool, not Arsenal. So, yeah, all of them jokes.
They don't
all do it? All of them, no. Only happens once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only happens once.
I thought just every single team does.
Nah, that's greedy. That would be greedy. Bro, that would be greedy. Okay, imagine, we've won the league. Oh, yeah, everyone clap us on for the rest of the season.
First of all, that should be the rule. I would want that.
Because you're greedy. Yeah.
I was going to say, by the way, let's not skip by him.
Yeah.
So another guy in Saka's penitentiary. Mr. hasn't scored in 17 appearances, yeah?
I'm here. Oh, what's that, Cole Palmer?
Yeah. In the penitentiary, he goes.
Oh, listen, he's cold like his celebration
now,
isn't it?
Now acting dumb ain't funny, is it? Hey, yeah, listen. It was all cute when you're scoring goals.
I saw something that said that there are a lot of teams that are very physical in the middle of the park. So if you're the type of player like Palmer, like Odegaard, let's say, that operates in the middle of the park, and you're not necessarily a physical person, you might come unstuck a little bit, and you really got to figure it out, and you really got to come up with a way of adapting to the league. And to be fair, I feel like both of those two players,
Bruno as well, is like
but Bruno really jugs.
he's really jugging.
Do you understand? With Odegaard, I mean, I've heard he's had a bad season. I've heard that he might be having surgery at the end of the season because this ankle injury that he had early on in the season when he went out on international. Yeah, it's apparently been bothering him all season to the point where he's getting surgery. But he's still been bad this season. I know there's a lot of players. No player is 100% throughout the season. Players play through injury all the time.
I think Saka, literally your best player.
Saka is playing through, he's getting kick-ups all the time. Yeah. Do you understand? So, I can't really back a lot of Odegaard's performances this year. Even though I don't think he's been as bad as people say, he's been below his standard. But yeah, with Cole Palmer,
I like Saka, but when he plays bad, I say next
you're on him. Yeah,
like,
of course.
Shit,
so yeah, with the Odegaards and with the Cole Palmers, you have to find a way to adapt. But I feel like these are intelligent enough players. Like Cole Palmer's not a physical kind of, he's an intelligent,
he's thinking ahead
type of player. So yeah, you got to figure it out, my boy. But yeah, that bad form is looking nasty, and the internet trolls, they are on it. Yeah. They're counting, they're tallying every single game that you don't score or assist.
It's going to be accounts like, they're not going to tweet until Palmer's next goal.
Do you feel me? They're on you. Liverpool, obviously, you know, they're champions. You know, I've given you the little Man United banner, but we can't really skip past them too tough. How much do you credit Slot for coming in and steadying the ship, keeping Liverpool consistent, winning the Premier League in his first season? How much credit do you give him versus looking at the squad and thinking, this is all of Klopp's team pretty much?
Well, one thing I want to add as a caveat, the league's been shit this year, bro. Let's be real. Like it ain't been like that. Like it ain't like last year it was good.
Yeah.
Like it ain't like the league all has dropped off like that from there. Like their main challenges, they died like in December, right? The new man this year just went out. So like they've had it relatively easy, I'd say. And then like they themselves, well, this is their first trophy, though.
They won. What did they win last year?
No, but I think they meant the season.
They didn't win anything last year.
I meant this season, though.
This season, yeah. They lost the Carabao Cup final to Newcastle.
They got knocked out by PSG.
Knocked out in the 16s by PSG.
Yeah, and then FA Cup, who knocked them out?
Plymouth. Giant killing, right?
Oh, yeah.
1-0.
So, my point being is, like, this isn't like one of them Liverpool teams that, like,
some supreme.
That swept, yeah. So, I mean, big up to Slot, though, still for, like, coming in first year.
He rejigged it a little bit. He got them, like, where Klopp's got that 100-mile-an-hour kind of high-pressing style. Liverpool been a bit more measured. They've been a bit more keep possession of the ball, pass it around. And yeah, they've got people like Mo Salah that are just relentless. What? How many goals is he on now? He's on 28 goals this season, 6 clear of Isak, the next guy. So, yeah, they've been potent up top. They've got a lot of striking options. which is something that Arsenal can't really boast this year or for a large part of this year anyways. And yeah, like you said, with Arsenal kind of having those injury problems, having those red cards, those three red cards in the first eight games last year, this season, sorry, with Man City having Rodri out, Pep having off the pitch problems with, if it's not with players, Carl Walker going off, if it's not with his wife, if it's not with random photographers in the street.
I don't understand that, like, when the missus is gone.
Man, bro, he's going through it, he's going through it, bro. Skepta, man, I've been going through it. Do you understand? So
he don't know what more he can do. He just want to travel, which is leaving. And he's all, like, yo, what? She wants the quad.
Right, and all the while, Liverpool have kind of kept the ship steady.
Yeah.
They haven't really had too many bumps in the road. They've kept it consistent. And listen, they're what, 15 points clear? They've been the best team in the league this year. So
it's like sometimes you just always got to shop for
one. Yeah, man. Shout out and congratulations to them. But yeah, it's another asterisk, man. That first one was a COVID one. This one,
no challenge. It's what I say. It's like technically they're still on 18 and a half.
You man suck, man. some other Premier League games. Let me skim through these quickly and then we'll talk about some FA Cup stuff going on. We've got Brighton 3-2 against West Ham. That was a thrilling one in the end. I don't know if you saw Belieber's finish.
I saw the headline.
Unbelievable stuff. Newcastle, like I said before, beating Ipswich 3-0.
Yeah.
Isak, Dan Burn and William Osula on the score sheet for them.
Who the fuck is that guy?
New signing, I think he either signed in January or in the summer. But yeah, that 3-0 means bye-bye Ipswich. 10 men as well. Unfortunately, just went out with a whimper. Southampton went 1-0 up against Fulham at home. But Emil Smith-Rowe, Ryan Sessegnon turned it around late 2-1.
That must be that, like, Dibbling's price has come down. It has to be, no?
I don't think Dibbling played in this game.
But his price, though, in general, I'm trying to say, like, they're gone in it, so, like, they can't be demanding a fee like that now.
He did get subbed on. But, yeah, I mean, Dibbling, how good is he?
No, but like, they were saying, like, 50, 60, bro. They're going to hold 20, and they're going
to
do what they do with it.
To be fair, Rory Delap, I think his thing is capped 30. At 30.
Yeah, we're calm.
So Dibbling, I don't think Dibbling should be going for like 50s or the 60s. Nah, yeah, I don't think he's that kind of player, man. You got to be we'll give you 25
but
and shut up.
Bro, we just can't be complaining, man.
We'll give you 25 and you can keep the change. You know them ones.
You get two for two at Sam's, that's it.
Wolves, Leicester, that's a derby, you know. That's a derby, them parts.
I didn't do well on geography.
Wolves crashing it 3-0. Cunha, Strand Larsen, and Gomez is on the score sheet. That Strand Larsen as a number 9. He's settled down in this league, you know.
You see my number 10, though? GA up today.
Doing all right, man. Oh, what? You saying what? Mateus Cunha, yeah?
That's my boy.
You saying, should I run his numbers?
Go on, run it.
29 Premier League games, 15 goals, 6 assists.
Oh, for Wolves.
3 yellow cards, discipline.
For Wolves.
Discipline. 9 yellow cards last year. Discipline.
That's cool. We need a character.
He's going to get a red card in it. What?
Oh, yeah, because United taxes were on it. So, like, those yellows now become reds. Because he's United player. Today, you know, I saw, like, it was crazy. I saw, like, a clip in it of the United game.
Yes.
And I saw a challenge.
Yes.
That happened in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get overturned for a red. I was like, yo, so we're just allowed to do whatever we want to United. Like, if you're not playing for Man United, you can do what the fuck you like. Because apparently, I looked at it expecting to be the next line being overturned.
Mm.
I was like, yo, bro, I can see both feet in the air.
Man.
I can literally see him in the air. What are we doing?
You know the standard of referees in this country. I like when we go to Europe and we play these games.
Yeah.
One thing that we didn't mention on the pod a week, 2 weeks ago was that referee, the Real Madrid-Arsenal game, he was spot on.
Yeah.
He got pretty much everything right. And it got physical in that game. He said, all right, cool. You lot get physical. Their man can get physical as well.
Yeah.
The one thing he missed, Rudiger stamping on Lewis Skelly. Everything else...
Oh, well, that guy's a baller as well.
Yes. Everything else, he pretty much was spot on with. Did you watch... Mr. I ain't been watching football in a while. Did you watch Bournemouth Man United?
No. I told you I don't watch the
Great.
Prep.
You see what we're doing here on the pod, people?
I watched the highlights and I saw that we won on GA. Sorry, on XG.
Won on XG.
Yeah, look.
XG 2.57 to 0.67.
Yeah,
to be fair, I mean, when you have Hoyland up top and Garnacho up top, you might have some good
XG.
Hoyland
scored today, right? Yeah.
He did actually score in the 96th minute. Was it deflection? I wasn't even clean.
Yeah.
This guy stinks, man.
But he can't read the room as well. He was saying that we've not been playing well, but I needed that. I'm like, bro, shut up. We drew to Bournemouth with 17th. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, strikers are greedy, innit? They want to score goals.
It's his first goal in 17 games. Sharp!
Also, he is a youngster as well. He is what?
No, he's not.
He's 22.
That's not young.
22 is not young. Before we go, let Jengi in. 22 is not young.
Nah, it's not young. Young is under 20. The minute you get over 20...
22 is not young. No, Kiz.
I was going to say like really a bit, but
okay.
A bit left.
Okay, Kiz.
We'll say that for the break.
I need you to do something for me, Kiz. I need you to breathe twice, in and out twice. Yeah? It's okay. Breathe twice. I'll give you 5 seconds to think.
Yeah, go on.
One, two, three,
Mississippi.
Four. Mississippi. Do you still think 22 is not young?
But in football, no, it's not young. Deeply,
fairs.
In football,
fairs.
Bare man have start around 18, 19. So by 22, you're 3-4 years into your career. That's not young, bro.
But bro, there are men that get started at 21.
Bro, I'm watching KDB finish at 32.
Bro, he's been...
KDB's
been about for time.
No, but around the same age. So my point being is 4 years into your career is not young anymore. Like, Kobe is a year and a half away from not being young anymore.
Bro, they're still young.
They're still young.
Think about in life.
I was going to say like crazy, but I'm not going to say it.
Broski, don't do it. Listen. The referee.
What did Mark say? It's kicking out. It was kicking out.
Matting. What? Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Jakey. Jump in, man. Listen.
Let me ask Jakey.
Kiz.
Let me ask Jakey.
I plead the fifth.
Jakey.
I will let you know that 2.2.
Yeah.
2.2. That engine is too small for me right now.
What do you think of a test drive?
Nah, it's too
small.
No. It's too much.
Do you know what's so funny? Me and my boy was even talking about this last week.
Engine is too small, fam.
2.2. No, I can't do that, man. Yeah. He's right. The engine's too small.
We're not on that.
Even if it's fully kitted.
It's still our kid.
Fully kitted, we can't.
Nah.
No.
He's four years into his career. He's 2 years into his career at United, but 4 years overall. That's not a kid.
Listen.
He's a.
What is he?
He's a young adult.
I'm just happy that you.
He's a sophomore.
I'm happy that you've turned on him and that you've come to your senses and you've realised he's not the one that we.
All jokes aside, though, I still think that in like 2-3 years he's going to bang somewhere.
Maybe, but not maybe not in England.
Yeah, not here, buddy.
But Semenya with a goal for Bournemouth, assisted by Evan Nilsson, who I had in my fantasy team. I was thinking, yeah, calm. And then he got himself a red card. So all them points, they don't matter no more. Man's back to zero. I've broken even.
So what'd you get? Minus?
It's probably, I think when you get a red card, it's like minus two. Something like that.
Okay.
But then because he assisted, I think he's probably just on zero now. That it was. And then, yeah, Hoyland equalised in the 96th minute, assist from Ugarte there. And that brings
it's
Hoyland...
It's not an assist, bro. Ugarte shot it and then it flicked off his leg.
Oh, was it? Oh.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. It's not an assist.
It's just a messy thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That brings...
The keeper died the other way because he thought that's where it was going.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That brings Rasmus Hoyland's total for the season after 29 Premier League matches he's featured in to 4 goals.
Yeah,
congratulations
fuck off,
to
him. That's bad.
Fuck off. My 9.5 scored more than that. I'm pretty sure.
Apology to the people. I would have given a little bit more information on it, but I was at the Sunday Intermediate Cup Middlesex final.
Okay.
Yeah, HMT Samson Sport played Larkspur Rovers Reserves. Shout out to my boys at HMT. Well, Samson Sport is a Turkish team, and the Turkish team. The guys that run London. Samsunspor is actually a team in Turkey as well.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Bro, you know there's Turks in London.
Yeah.
So the owner, they're connected to that team in Turkey, that professional team.
Yeah.
So the owner, he's got bread.
Those teams
in London.
Well, you know.
He's got family in London.
Those teams pay well still.
And then, yeah, boom. He's like, all right, cool. Bring a little team.
The boy plays for the Turkish team,
There's
right?
two Turks in the team. There's beer Ghanaians, couple Nigerians,
couple yard man.
Because my boy Michael is Nigerian himself. Because like he came in, he saw the team. He was like, nah, let me bring all the man them. Let me keep a couple Turks. Let me keep two, three Turks for the quarter.
Right? What did they used to have? Like, is it the five British players in the squad? Yeah, that's what they did it.
Come on, man. Well, yeah, that's the Premier League roundup done. I want to move to the FA Cup now because we've got our two contestants for the FA Cup 24-25. Crystal Palace will play Manchester City.
Mm.
Anybody see the Crystal Palace game yesterday or did anyone catch it? I caught a little bit of Manchester City, Nottingham Forest today. I caught about half an hour of it because I was at that final and I was on my way here. But then I did catch some of the highlights of Palace Villa as well. 3-0 to Palace, you know.
Yeah, I can't lie. Palace, I watched the game. Palace beat them still. Shout out to Sar, man. What a performance from.
Me and Kiz was talking about some of the big goals that Sar's got on his CV, you know. Remember when Liverpool were like 44 games unbeaten, they were moving mad and they lost 3-1 at Watford? Sar.
Is he Senegalese?
I think he is.
I know he's one because I remember in African Cup of Nations.
Defra West African.
Yeah. Nah, he's a good player, man.
I was gonna say, but is Emery? He's Sierra Butler, no? It's falling around, bro.
I mean, if it's not in Europe,
I like because. Bro, I'm hearing that this week, right? Yeah.
Ismaïla Sarr from Senegal.
Just this week,
yeah.
He's bottled top four.
Who?
Emery.
Yeah.
He's bottled Champions League.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, and now
he's bottled FA Cup.
Yeah.
And bear in mind, when you looked at all four, I was probably thinking maybe what?
Top four.
Maybe the Champions League against PSG is the only thing I've been like, all right, calm. The other two, you got in the bag.
Okay, yeah, let's bear in mind. Top five get Champions League this year.
Oh, so it's even worse.
Also, Aston Villa are in seventh place, three points off Chelsea, who are fifth in that Champions League spot.
So they haven't lost it just yet.
Yeah, but they have.
But considering they finished third last year, like they did very well last year, to finish seventh this year, I know they probably wanted to go from strength to strength. They bought some players in. They bought Asensio, Rashford in to try and strengthen them this year. And it hasn't really gone that way. I feel like some selection problems have really killed Villa in the last couple of weeks, you know. I thought it was a little bit funny that, okay, Ollie Watkins was off form, but I found it a little bit funny that in the second leg at home against PSG, he was on the bench for Rashford and Morgan Rogers.
Didn't he take it off, though, like Rashford in that game? But I heard that he was boring out, though.
Yeah, I mean, Rashford, to be fair, the whole time since Rashford's been at Aston Villa on loan, like he's looked very energetic. Good. He's looked very, very sprightly.
Very, very good.
But then... Crystal Palace, this one here, like, okay, like their starting lineup was Luka Dinya, Pau Torres, Konsa, Matty Cash. Then they had Kamara and Tielemans, McGinn, Asensio, Rodgers and Watkins.
Strong team,
but then, you know, like you've got this situation with Watkins where you didn't start him in the Champions League, you started him in the league. And then you get here and you start him again, and then he kind of reverts back to that poor form that he hasn't really been showing too well of. He hasn't really given a good account of himself this season again. And so you've started him where, you know, maybe you could have started Rashford, or maybe, I don't know, maybe there might have been an agreement beforehand where, okay, he gets this game, we'll swap it, you get this
game. I guess as a manager you've got to manage everybody's minutes, innit?
So you've got to give everyone appropriate times and games. But I don't know, I feel like maybe the timing might have been a bit off. And then Crystal Palace were on it, man. They had that draw against Arsenal in the week, so they were in some confident form, they were in good form. Eze got some good rest, Mateta got some good rest in that game. They come in, they start here, and they just blew them away, Mateta, man. 3-0.
I'm not gonna lie, for his height, he's a problematic striker still.
Serious.
Problematic.
I saw his goal midweek against you, man. That was cold.
Do you know what? I was in a group going, yo, like, obviously Saliba, I don't know what he was doing there. He fell asleep there. But then I looked at it again. I looked at the whole play again because somebody put a clip of the whole play like a minute before. And I was like, bro, like, why is Odegaard...
passing the ball to him there.
Yeah.
Why is Odegaard gone to go stand next to Saliba?
There's no pass in the midfield now, right?
Like, Partey's still there on the pitch. He's in that six. Like, he does that thing where he's just in front of the defenders. He might get either side of the attacker to come receive the ball so he can bounce it or turn on it. Rare. Why has Odegaard gone into his space? And then why has Odegaard gone deeper? Now he's in the back line standing next to Saliba. I think that might have thrown Saliba off, even though Saliba made the mistake of, like, passing it to no one. But why is he there standing next to him, demanding the ball there? When we're getting pressed as well.
Do we think that Saliba might have a little bit of a bozo gene in him?
Saliba?
Yeah. certain balls.
I guess he's got a bozo. Like a glimpse of just like
he's gonna be 10 out of 10 for 9 games. Then there's gonna be one game he's gonna just do something weird.
He might not be bozo.
Might just be lack of concentration, man. You know,
bozo gene.
Like,
he's a bozo gene.
Bro, wait. You know, it's hard to stay concentrated for 90 minutes on football.
Yeah, but he gets paid $120,000 a week to do so.
No, but it's hard, though. It's hard to do.
He's doing a lot of propaganda.
To be fair, no matter how much money you're on, it's very hard to be locked in for 90
minutes, bro.
Every single game.
Certain managers lit, but have bozo genes. Like, who I'm trying to think, like...
Okay, people have bozo genes, but you see when the bozo moments happen, yeah? Nothing happens in the match, so they get away with it, if that makes sense. So, like, when they're...
Gabriel has one.
No, he doesn't.
Gabriel has a bozo.
No, he doesn't.
Do you know Gabriel has a bozo?
He actually doesn't.
He does. He's world class.
Should I tell you how I know you ain't been watching football for 3 months like you've been saying? Because Gabriel, like, what mistake can you say that Gabriel has made this year? Do you understand? Like, he's... Gabriel.
Oh, yeah. Did he make the mistake for the goal against us?
Okay, in one game. And how many that he's played this season? That doesn't equal bozo, Gene, bro. Yeah, he was making...
That's like one out of 100.
Bro, yeah, he was making mistakes when he first came to the squad when he was like 23, 24.
Yeah.
But now that Gabriel himself, he's now like 27. He's now at the stage where he's maturing. And you see for centre-backs, they often say... When you're a little bit older is when you start maturing and you cut out the mistakes in your game. Saliba's so good, and remember, he's just turned 23. He's still allowed to make mistakes. I don't think I could. Just 23.
That's a bit more.
No? Bro, he's so forget about what I just said about centre backs and their age and maturing. He's 23. You know, 20. Even he might have just turned 24 or something, but he's 23, 24. He's still allowed to make mistakes. He's still as good as he is. So if he does make mistakes, and I concede that he does have a mistake in his game, it's hazard of the game as a centre back, man. If you make a little mistake as a centre back, it might end up in a goal. Yeah. If you're a left mid, you make a mistake, more time is calm. There's someone behind you, they'll get it back, they'll give it to you again, tell you do your thing again. You can make the mistake again if you want.
Yeah.
We'll get you in position because we know that you can jug at some point, ching the right back, ching the left back, do something for us.
All right, speaking of bozos.
Go on.
Do you man think he's got a bozo gene or he's just fucking shit? Banana. Because do you know why?
Good lord.
Obviously, there's a whole narrative about him being shit, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
And I'll buy into it. Then I'll watch one game where he makes unbelievable saves.
You know, I don't think he's shit. I just think he's suffering from a lot of lack of confidence at the moment. Like, he's low.
That'll be the main thing.
I feel like he's just low. You think he needs a trim?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Low cut.
One level.
Because
Kobe got his 0.5. Trim. I was like, yeah, hold on, just back.
Do you get me? Because all of this Mohican, all of this rare tear that he's doing.
Yeah, no, not around here.
I'm joking. I can't equate a footballer's ability to his haircut.
But you can.
It has nothing to do with it.
Do you know the haircut as well?
No, you can, because I can't lie. I see when Neymar, there's one time Neymar cut his hair low, yeah? Neymar was on smoke, you know?
It's different.
I've got a theory.
Go on.
It's a little bit racismo, but it's a theory.
Okay, go on.
You see whenever a black player dyes his hair, like, blonde.
Gibril Cissé. Go on.
Rarely ever slaps.
Gibril Cissé?
No, but... What do you mean?
As in the haircut or the player
the
plays...
Play. Like
the haircut will slap. The trim will slap.
Oh, you mean like the way they play after the game?
Only players that I've seen in history.
Everyone blonde, bro. I think everyone.
Oh, everyone. Yeah, I think everyone. I back that as well. I think everyone. One person go blonde. Because I remember when slapped.
Do you remember when Aguero went blonde and after he was like, I don't know, like
he went silver.
He was silver.
You know what? Just dyeing your hair in general, like if you're like, stop it, because it's not. It don't
midlife
work.
Crisis, man. That's
why Mbappe went pink once.
Oh yeah,
he went pink.
Mbappe did get pink too, bro.
Yeah, like.
So was that peak on the mic?
He was feeling himself, man. He was trying to get a little vibe. Let me get a little trim, man.
Because I saw recently
midlife crisis, bro.
I saw that Yamal died, and I went, oh.
Blonde as well.
Why do footballers do that?
They got time.
They got time and money, and they got style.
Also, they got peas. If their hairline goes,
no, they might.
Bro, I don't know what to buy anymore. I might just dye my hair orange or something.
Exactly,
fam. Them man will get invited to runway and just model for Burberry, and that's it. Now you got Burberry drip. You can just dye your hair blonde. It's calm. They'll clothe you. Aston Villa, man. So yeah, obviously struggling in the league. They're seventh. They are 3 points off Champions League. They got knocked out in, I'd say, maybe disappointing fashion. I don't think they were supposed to, or I don't think anybody perceived that they would beat PSG, but they can be a bit aggrieved at the way they got knocked out. They made it very close in the end. And then obviously they've lost the FA Cup semi-final here to Palace. Palace, their first chance in their 130 plus year history for a title. Do you think they'll be very disappointed with this loss?
100%.
Yeah, the FA Cup 100%. Because I feel like when they came into the game as like favourites, we're gonna beat Palace, we're gonna be in the final, and then for them to get smoked 3-0,
bit mad, isn't it?
They're just like, what? Like I can't remember what centre back's face it was. It might have been Ezri. I think I read his lips, was like, yo, like, how did we lose this game?
Then once.
It was after 3-0, was like, yo, like, how did we lose this game? Like,
do you know what it's like? I think it's because they got so many L's in it, like, building up to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like you just don't see the next one coming in it. Like, you're like, all right, cool, I must be over the hill now. And then just something happens.
Conversely,
not going through it, man.
Conversely, congratulations to Crystal Palace. They've been in great form recently. Their last couple of games have been in great form. Glasner, the gaffer, he needs credit, you know. Europa League winner with Frankfurt. Clearly, he's very accomplished in cup competitions and he's got Palace. Like I said, 130-plus year history. Yeah. Their first time or their first opportunity to win a title.
My man was there as well, you know. Mm. Roy.
Oh, yeah.
It was good to see Ray, man. And yeah, man. Sometimes football can stress you. He was looking younger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He gained some years back.
I like.
Listen, seeing my boy manage HMT Samsun Sport in the Sunday Intermediate Cup, I seen what stress can do to a man.
Nah, for real. Stress is, yo.
My bro, killer, Mike, you soon be bald in 2 years, man. I give you 2 years.
Whoa!
not you, my boy,
I know,
Michael.
I was thinking, yo, you reject that. I don't want that. I ain't trying to get bald, man.
Across the field from Crystal Palace on FA Cup final day will be Manchester City. They beat Nottingham Forest 2-0. Question for you guys: does winning the FA Cup save Manchester City's season?
Do you know what I got something unpopular to say about this?
Go on.
They're allowed to do this.
Very unpopular.
They
for me anyway.
They ran the league for a decade. They're allowed 1 year. They're just all right. Because deep it, what if they come?
I kind of hear you. I kind of hear you.
They come further, right? Like deep it. I know it's cool for us to be like, ah, you man, a shit. Bro, they've won the league back to back.
Won
4 in a row, a treble, and they're not allowed to be like, alright, we had 1 year, we let you guys breathe.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
So we can sort of relate something similar. Let's take a Real Madrid, let's say.
Yeah, but that's different.
Why is it different?
Because Real Madrid is the picture of excellency, period. So like they're beyond. They are the only club right here that you cannot judge on a rational level. Because
of the irrational success that they've had?
To the point of...
So what about the irrational success that Man City have had?
But it's a recent success. It's Madrid's, would you call it success? It's inception. So that's 100 years of we are with the shit, you know?
So because Man City have only been...
Yeah.
Irrationally successful for 3-4 years. If they have a bad year,
they're allowed to. Yeah, yeah. Because only three to four versus a hundred.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that.
Right, nah.
I just think, listen, if you're the top team and you have, because City have had a generation, right? Yeah. If you have generations, if it goes to, like, yeah, yeah, 100%.
They've won Champions League in that generation, by the way.
Bro, they've won 5 leagues in the last 6. Yeah, like, so they've walked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
So they're allowed 1 year off?
All the trophies as well.
That's mad that we're even saying. I can imagine they're allowed 1 year off.
This is what I'm saying. Like, nah, bro. Like, if you. Bro,
it is 1 year off, right? Yeah, they might
deep it, yeah.
And they might come third.
Bro, allow
it.
Nah,
their best player's injured.
Nah, but okay, nah.
He's a Ballon d'Or winner.
No. Okay.
Nah, he's doing Rodri too much,
thing,
man.
The Rodri thing, nah, they can still bypass that, man.
You
they
can't got, pin they, it all
they,
on
they,
that.
They got a lot
bro.
Of players.
I can't, I'm not pinning it all on that, but I'm just saying that.
You just brought it up?
I'm just saying that, like, if in 1 year, after a generational run, like you said, they come third, they win a trophy, and they have their best player injured.
It's not a bad season.
Okay, hold on. Season. So what are we rating the FA Cup? Because now all of a sudden we're rating the FA Cup to let them off.
But even if they don't win it, they're allowed it off.
No, but are you rating the FA Cup though? Because when Arsenal
That's
win
what
the
I'm
FA
saying.
Cup, people are like, oh, it's FA Cup though.
Yeah, no, really.
But now because City have won the FA Cup, oh, it's calm, even though they've had a bad year. Yeah. If you go to work
but
every day.
But we're acknowledging the bad year. Acknowledging it's a bad year. But we're saying it's calm. Because
if you go to work every day, work starts 9 p.m. You're there 9 p.m. every day, and then the next day you go into work 9:30. You think the manager's not going to say something?
Yeah, but he was different. The manager looks around his other staff. You're the only one that used to come at 9. They all came at 9:05. So you know what? He thinks, yeah, today's calm. And he goes, he's like, yo, it's calm. It's calm that today you came at 9:30. It's calm.
So that's why. I don't think.
Yeah, literally, it's what that's what it is.
I don't think that Man City. I don't think that Man City should be let off, because a little bit like you were saying, like if we're gonna talk about a team that has set the standard, they are the standard. So if you drop that low, compared to Liverpool, even compared to Arsenal, that have been rubbish this season. Well, rubbish, if you want to call second rubbish. Do you understand? But like lower than the level that they've been the last couple of years. And if you want to have them at that level and accept it and say, oh, maybe because also they haven't won the FA Cup yet. They're in the final, though, but they haven't won it.
Because next year, if they go win the league again, it's like, all right, cool. But so they just recharged.
But is it a blip though? Because the things outside it, Haaland obviously wasn't really looking like himself all that much this year. You've got Rodri that's out injured. Is he going to come back the same? You're now talking about the core of some of their best players, the KDBs, the Gunduans, the Bernardo Silvers.
I have a thing about KDB I want to talk about. At 32, he's done. I'm sorry, what?
Bro, Rooney was done early 30s.
What do you mean he's done? Like, he's not retired.
Like, he's shit now, though. But he's shit now.
No, he's not.
No, he's shit. Should I tell you he's rubbish?
Calvin Phillips.
He's shit now. But he's going Saudi. He's going Saudi. He's done. He's pants.
Yeah, bro, he's going. Yes, it's calm.
He's not pants, though.
Now he is.
No, he's not pants.
He's one of the best players ever.
Yeah.
But now he's shit.
Right, he's not shit, man.
Right now he's shit.
He's not the shit.
Right now, he just
can't perform at the levels he used to perform.
Would you swap for Odegaard for him right now?
What, KDB for Odegaard?
Right now, this KDB right now.
Bro,
I'll
take KDB.
No, you wouldn't. You're lying. You're lying to the people.
I'll take KDB.
This guy's shit. You know he's shit. They're sending him off.
We even need to see that captain armband on Odegaard. We need to get rid of that.
Yeah,
and we need to give that to rest.
You're in that camp.
Low key, man. We need to get. I can't lie. Odegaard. You see, Arsenal. Yeah, they gave Odegaard the captaincy because, like, based on ability. But bro, he's not a leader, man.
He's not
a leader, bro. He's either Gabriel or rest, and that's
literally,
it.
Literally, I agree with that.
Gabriel Rest.
Okay, I'd have a question. We don't need to get into it too much because I want to move on.
Yeah.
But is he the leader that you see, or is he the leader that you don't see?
Who, Odegaard?
That kind of cryptic question that is.
It's not necessarily.
Say what you mean.
Everybody has different styles of leadership. Obviously, you see with Gabriel and Declan, like, you can see it. You can see how animated they are.
That's what you need, though.
A man like Odegaard is not necessarily animated. Like, he just jugs. He leads from the front. He presses from the front. He does his thing.
Nah.
He's technically the best player in the team. He's the one that, like, pulls the strings for us. Like, do you understand? Maybe he might not be executing at the rate that we expect him or want him to this season. He's not having a great season. But that still doesn't mean that he's not necessarily the leader.
All right, here's a question.
I don't mind having a good team like us and having multiple leaders. You don't necessarily have to be one. Do you get?
Yeah.
I don't mind having multiple leaders in the team. Go on.
In the Arsenal starting 11,
yes.
How many men do you think, would you call it, Odegaard, could be up?
It matters.
It does. It does. Because if he can't, because you said that he's not vocal, it's because he can't be vocal. He can't go up to Saliba and start trying to
mass. Okay.
Do you think Roy Keane could bang Yap Stam?
Yeah, he's Irish. Yeah, you know what that means. You've watched this.
You think Roy Keane could bang Vidic? Could he bang Rio?
I kind of get what you're saying. It's like a fair factor.
Yeah.
Because like Roy Keane to Vidic will probably be like Vidic probably they're, raw,
they're
like,
gonna scrap. They both know that they'll both be on it. Whereas if Odegaard pulled up to Gabriel to try and scrap, Gabriel knows he's not. He knows. He knows he's not scrapping. He knows he's gonna do this with his hair like this. He's gonna walk off. No, what's gonna happen?
No, but on the reals though, Odegaard, I'm telling you, the only reason why he's got that captaincy is based off ability, bro.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah. He came from Madrid, so they're like, oh, please.
He's like, yeah, just
you can have the captain's arm, man.
But next season, I feel like we should make a change for captaincy, but I don't think it will happen.
It should be Rice.
Bro, Rice or Gabriel? Yeah. Rice or Gabriel for me.
All right. Well, listen, we've started on Arsenal. We're going to continue on Arsenal when we get back to the other side of the bench podcast. We're going to talk some Champions League, Europa League, and we're going to give our Premier League Mount Rushmores. Everybody stay there. We're going to be right back around with the second bit of the Benched podcast.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, people, we're right back around with the second half of the Bench Podcast. Before I begin, before I go any further, Arsenal are in the Champions League final. Come on. Yes, Arsenal ladies have beat Lyon 4-1 in the second leg, and they've punched their ticket to the Women's Champions League final, where they will play Barcelona. Hey,
do you think it can happen? Men and women Champions League.
It could also be men and women Arsenal-Barcelona in the final.
Oh, serious?
Barcelona in the women's final with Arsenal ladies. That's in Lisbon, that final. Could be the men's as well.
I think that would be
a possibility.
The way life likes to move, like, a lot of stuff is written. The way it's moving right now, like,
it's looking a bit.
Men and women, what? Final, Arsenal, Barcelona.
That could be
men and women.
That could be a double GBG, you know. That could be getting it back in blood with change.
Yeah, for real.
They're them ones. But we're going to digress with the Champions League and the Europa League in due course. We're going to kick off this second half of the Bench Podcast with a Mount Rushmore. Bro, I've been on Twitter, I've been on X, whatever you want to call it. I've been seeing bare people talk about Mount Rushmore, every subject, everything.
The first one I ever saw,
bro, music, football, basketball,
real quick, talking about Twitter,
political things, everything. Go on.
A little bit different. Do you want to see what was trending today?
What
about what do you men think that a hundred man could be one gorilla?
Oh yeah, could a hundred man beat one gorilla?
Wait, hold on.
Okay,
a hundred man, yeah, one gorilla.
What if, silverback,
adult gorilla? Not a ute.
Hear me out. Yeah. What if it's like in that hundred? There's elite men.
We say military training.
Elite men that are elite in hand-to-hand combat.
UFC man. How many MMA man out of that 100? How many, what, 20
one
man?
We need a good batch. We need like 20.
20 MMA man.
Do you know what jokes? I saw this one tweet right here that said that, like, yo, what do you call it? We have to lose 100 times. The gorilla only has to lose once.
Aye, that's cold. Go on, Jenkins.
Yeah, we need elite.
So 20 MMA man.
Yeah, 20 MMA man. Yeah, 5 boxers. Just need 5 boxers just to pound the head.
Terence Crawford.
5 boxers. Boxers. Yeah. We need some Muay Thai man, martial arts, jiu-jitsu. We need guys to grab the leg. You know what I'm saying? It can happen, bro.
Have you met a gorilla before?
I don't want to meet a gorilla.
Yeah,
hand-to-hand combat. Obviously, we can't use weapons, innit? So hand-to-hand combat.
Have you ever watched Avengers before?
Yeah, I've watched it. Oh, you were talking about Hulk.
Yeah, so you see when Hulk picked up Loki and he did all this. That's going to happen. The first fighter is going to walk up to him.
Bro,
you know what?
That first man that's getting grabbed.
Yeah.
It'll put the fear in God of all of the 99 man.
He's either going to do that or what he's going to do is he's going to show us how he can take his head and rip it off his body. That's what he's going to show us. Crazy. And we're going to be like, you know what? I am built for this.
He's going to grab the one man and swipe like 20 man with the one man that he's got in his head.
So wipe it off. Fucking.
That's funny though. Yeah. I even see something saying that even a human's punch won't even hurt the gorilla.
Yeah, 100%.
That's long.
Their skulls are too thick.
Come like a cell, innit, when men are fighting him.
Yeah.
Just punching him and just standing and taking it.
Impenetrable you.
Whoa.
Listen, I'll be a...
Damn.
Pause. I'll be the commentator.
Yeah.
You be the commentator. Yeah,
I'll spectate and be the commentator at 100v1.
I'll be up in the gantry.
Right. In the gantry. Are you going to film?
I'll be part of the media. Yeah, media crew, bro. Right, from high, bro. Yeah. I could do the drone shot.
From the next door.
Yeah, next door. I'll be like, yo.
From the copter.
Yeah, that was mad.
Yeah, I'll just do the drone shot.
But yeah, man, let's do a Mount Rushmore.
That's
man.
Funny, though, that
Premier League.
Let's get to a Mount Rushmore Willis. Man, so what do you call it? Harambe.
So listen, Harambe, King Kong.
King Kong. What's it about my man from Tarzan, Caesar. George? What's his name? All of them, man, isn't it? Yeah.
And then who's that? Caesar from
Panama. Caesar,
Caesar's
cold.
Caesar's
cold. That's about Rushmore Gorilla.
That's my guy, you know. I know he's not gorilla, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm big up him, though,
isn't it? Bro, he was fighting gorillas, bro.
Hey, same family, cousins.
Yeah, what do you call it?
Gorilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on smoke. Yeah, he's there, fam. Yeah, Caesar's my guy, still.
I'm big up him, isn't it?
Premier League.
Mount Rushmore people. Let me throw this challenge out to the boys. I haven't given you guys any kind of parameters to measure this by. These are your parameters.
Yeah,
Premier League Mount Rushmore. Yeah. Four players that you think represent the Premier League Mount Rushmore. Who wants to go first? Or who wants to throw a name out there? Should I throw a name out there?
No.
I'll go first.
Kizza, you throw a name out there, my boy.
One name, right? CR7.
Ooh. Oh! Go on. State your case.
So, bar Messi, this is the greatest player to play the game of football. Bar Messi. And he graced our league, won a Ballon d'Or, had showed us for 3 years while he was the greatest player to grace our league.
Mm-hmm.
Won three first player to three-peat the league and win a Ballon d'Or and win a champs.
That's a great shot.
And then you go to look at legacy. How many youths try to like...
Replicate everything.
Yeah. From the way he wore his shirt, the way he
I'm sure he's one of the first people to even do that sock thing that people are doing now.
I have two
Man United players
same.
In my Mount Rushmore.
So do I.
And neither of them are called Cristiano Ronaldo. One of them is Rooney though.
I have Rooney, but he's maybe because I have one name as well that I know both of you haven't got, but I think he has to go and Giggs.
I had Roy Keane.
Do you know why?
Okay, go on.
I'll tell you why Giggs. He won 13 Premier League titles.
Chai.
And he was important in all of them. It wasn't
13.
Like, it wasn't like he stood on the side. You know how some man are part of
yeah, something yeah, sort yeah, of yeah.
He bro at can 30
you go,
yeah.
Can you go through each of the 13 yeah, and tell yeah, me how important say, yeah. he was?
So what do you what?
Huh? Okay.
Yeah. But he was.
Yeah, it was.
Especially the latter years when you're taking midfield for us.
Unfortunately, I can't put
13 though. It's not like he's just like six.
Let me go back to
13.
Let me go back to Cristiano quickly. Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't put him in because I don't think he spent
enough time.
His peak is the highest peak we've ever seen in Premier League. That I can't dispute. I hold my hands up on that. But I don't think he was here long enough at that peak to be like, yo,
that's crazy. And he had done that all in 6 years.
But then you were talking about three, not the six. Yeah. Do you understand? Yeah. And then obviously he went on to Real Madrid and he went to another level, and it's peak. So obviously Cristiano Ronaldo, like when I'm thinking Mount Rushmore, instantly he's in my head and I had him shortlist, but I was like, I had to put in Roy Keane because...
greatest captain the Premier League has ever seen.
One of the most successful, if you want to say greatest, cool, I understand. But yeah, like, and somebody that epitomises one of the most successful teams in this country as the captain. So I had to put Keane in there. And then Rooney, I had to put him in because I think he's the greatest British player.
Yeah. For a British
league. Do you understand? We're talking about a Premier League Mount Rushmore. Oh, so I feel like there should have been...
One thing I'm gonna add real quick.
Go on.
So I saw this debate, like, just like about players, innit? They were talking about, like, Rio was talking to Giggs.
Yes.
About the younger players, innit? That he's played with, like, Ronaldo, Rooney, and about who he, like, played more, who he thought the best was. I have a crazy shout, but this isn't actually even coming from, like, just crazy. I think this is, like, legit. Under the age of 21, I think Wayne Rooney is the greatest footballer under the age of 21 to play the men's game.
I mean, Lionel Messi exists.
No. I think between those years he was better. He's the best youth I've seen come on from 16 to 21. I'm like, wow, that's a youth.
We still got thing though. We got Lamine.
Yeah, he's not that. But people forget how, you know what is Rooney.
Wait, don't say he's not that. He might be 17 and win a Champions League, by the way. And a league.
He's won Euros already.
Yeah, but
and a Euros. And he might and Copa del Rey.
He's I love him.
No, wait. Bake off. Invalid.
Bake off.
Hold on.
He's not better than Rooney.
Okay, so between Rooney 16 and 21, yeah.
There's no better.
The trophies, what trophies has he won?
Because you know why? Because whenever I do the trophy talk, apparently it don't fucking matter.
Of course it matters though.
So when I did the 13 prem for Giggs, this guy started saying, I had groans and whatnot. Whenever we do average trophies, it's groans.
He was important, but he was never the best player. He was never the most important player.
My manager said that there's only three world-class players that he's ever had at the club. He said it was, what do you call it, Scholes, Ronaldo, and you know who the third player was? Giggs.
Okay, but, so hold on, exactly. He didn't say real, and you're talking, and you're here talking about some 16 to 21. Oh, what the hell, Burton?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What the hell, Berry?
Yeah.
What the hell, Oubre?
But he was though.
See, what do you know about the hell, Oubre? What the hell, Oubre?
Yeah. So I also had.
What the hell, Burton?
I had a CR7. I had Giggs.
What the hell, Osborne?
I had Henry.
Say again.
I'd CR7, Giggs, Henry.
Yeah.
And then the last one.
I think Henry is. Do you have Henry in yours as well?
Yeah.
Henry is.
The last one, I had to like a split decision between Rooney and Terry.
Who? Oh, John Terry.
Yeah. Oh, John Terry. Oh, that's a good.
Yeah. Low-key, though.
I wanted to put a defender. I had a rogue. I had Petr Cech in mind.
I have a rogue though. Go on. And it's because seeing as he's not here, I can speak freely now.
Go on.
I think Van Dijk is the best defender I've seen in the Prem ever. I'm just going to say that because...
You think that might be recency? But then you just put Terry in your team.
Yeah, I know, because of trophy.
You're halassed up today, you know. You're scared. What the hell, Osborne?
Yeah, but literally, he's actually...
What the hell, Oubre?
Do you know what is, though? Like, you got to deep it, though.
I can't, Van Dijk is...
That guy's got a ponytail, waves...
This guy's attracted to him.
The aura.
That aura is...
This guy fancies Van Dijk.
That's unbelievable. He's 6'4". He's 6'2".
What, light skin? Light skin,
bro.
Yeah, long day,
bro,
man.
Sir, man, just jump right at him. It's front of the way.
Yeah, long day. I hear it. So say your Mount Rushmore again.
Okay, so my actual Mount Rushmore is CR7. Ryan Giggs. Henry. So those are the solidified... And then, fuck it, I'm going to go Rooney.
Two of your four. What's yours, Jamie?
Mine was Henry, Rooney, Cech, and Scholes.
I was thinking of Cech, you know. I was really, really thinking of Cech. But, you know, obviously with Mount Rushmore's, I didn't want to spam the attackers because it's so attack friendly. Yeah, and if we're talking... If we're talking somebody like Cech or a Van Dijk or a Terry that you mentioned, we're talking about some legendary defensive players Terry in Fred the Premier League game. Yeah.
All right, so just real quick before I have to go. Do you think from the last 10 years, there's anyone that knocks on that door?
What door? Of what? Of the centre-back too?
No, of the Mount Rushmore. You go deeper. Our Mount Rushmore, bro, that's really...
You could maybe put KDB in there. You could maybe put Salah.
I think Salah can't be in that.
Nah, he can.
What?
Bro, he's been here long enough. He's jugged long enough.
He's got three golden boots,
two leads.
Do you know those, especially with the attackers, those three attackers, even though I think CR7 is better than all of them, I respect the fact that if you throw Henry's name at it and you throw Rooney's name at it, I'm like, all right, I can see the debate that you would want to fight. Like, I think CR7 would allow that fight.
Okay.
But you've thrown Salah, fuck off.
I think maybe your argument might be that you prefer the previous generation to this. Because if it's this generation, it's Salah, bro.
The reason why I don't adhere to that.
Go on.
Because the greatest midfielder I've ever seen play football, who should have gone on to get levels but never did, was Pogba.
I knew that was coming, yeah.
That's the best midfielder.
He got a World Cup. He's calm, man.
He should have been the undeniable GOAT. That's what he should have made. But through just extending circumstances, he didn't. So my point being is that me relying on it's always the older gen. I'm like, nah, because I thought from the newer gen, that should be the greatest.
Yeah, but then the talent and then his application. Salah is the ultimate application. He's not.
He don't sit at that table with them, man. I think he does, bro. Just because his scores go. So what, do you think Haaland sits there with them, man, as well?
Give him a couple.
Nah, bro.
Wait.
The ball bounces off his kneecaps, bro.
Wait.
He dribbles his kneecaps.
Wait. If Haaland, let's say Haaland stays in the league for 10 more years, and he, like, the previous seasons, that goal ratio stays the same in terms of goals to games.
Yeah.
Bro, he's going to score more goals than Alan Shearer.
Yeah, that's good for his
goals. Who's in my Mount Rushmore.
I want to know how many kick-ups can he do. That's what I want to know. Because I think he's going to do 10.
You think...
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Okay, listen. Okay, Kiz, pause.
Yeah.
Breathe twice.
Sky, fam.
Look down the camera and say that again.
Haaland, I want to know how many kicks he can do. I think he can only do 10. Maybe 12 at a stretch.
You're not serious,
bro. No, but on the road,
big professional footballer can only do 10 kick-ups.
Have you seen him try to control the ball? Have you seen it, though?
Oh, okay, cool. Have you seen it?
Have you seen it? The ball drops and you see it.
I got a quick one for you. You know, obviously, Zidane's, like, greatest
He's goat. He's the goat, yeah.
Have you ever seen him juggle with the ball, like do what Neymar that can do, like, you know, when they do around the world and that?
Yeah, they're more techie than him.
No, but you would say that Zidane.
Neymar's the most techie player I've ever seen in my life, by the way.
No, but what I'm saying is all of that kick ups and juggling, bro, that's irrelevant.
That's freestyle. That's soccer, fam.
I haven't seen Zidane do a freestyle, but put him on the pitch is a different.
You don't want Drogba Benito. You don't see what Zidane was doing there.
Listen,
bro, Zidane was not a juggers, bro.
Zidane is a flary guy.
Are you mad? But, you attackers?
No, I'm saying he's freestyling,
then,
bro.
But then,
he can do all that.
But I didn't see him do it. Because you don't need to do it in a match.
But, okay, I'm not asking that kind of flair, but just control the ball. Just control it. Like, why are you trying to lead?
That's what I'm saying.
Fine, don't be flary, but control the ball.
This is what we're doing on this podcast. Can
Haaland control
the ball? Yeah.
Can Haaland put a ball in the back of the net?
He
can put a ball in the back of the net.
For me, the way I judge players is right, yeah? Application 100%, right? 100% has to put in.
It might not be pleasing to the eye, but if you're the job done.
If you can apply and have 10-10 tech, in my opinion, you're already through the roof. Because that's the hardest thing to have.
If I'm not mistaken...
I haven't done my Mount Rushmore.
Give me a second. Cool. If I'm not mistaken... Stay for 2 seconds. If I'm not mistaken, Ashley Cole wasn't the best at kick-ups.
Yeah,
I'll just leave that with you. My Mount Rushmore, because I didn't give you mine. I didn't give you mine.
Well,
I had Henry on there.
Yeah,
I had Roy Keane.
Good.
Mm. I had Wayne Rooney.
Well done.
I had Alan Shearer. Mm.
Alan Shearer.
Bro,
can he do kick-ups? I'm just asking. Hey, I can't. Like,
can he do 15?
I haven't seen Alan Shearer do kick-ups, but
put him in front of the goal. Have you seen that? He's got tickets as well.
That's what I'm saying. Put him in front of the goal, bro. Those things don't.
Yeah, but they do though. They do.
By far and away, more goals than anyone in Premier League history. But by a good distance. It doesn't look like for a while he'll be caught. Exactly. Maybe Haaland, but who knows, bro? It'll take Haaland some time. And we saw how Haaland was moving as he first came into this league. So when you deep that from Alan Shearer, he has a Premier League winner's medal as well. He could have gone to... He's one of those players where...
You could have left Newcastle. You know?
And exactly. Man United was looking out for him and he said no to them. Ago. Same thing that I had in my head about Gerrard. Well. You know those players that they weren't playing for... The Man United's, the Chelsea's, the Arsenal's that were winning all the trophies. He wanted to leave, but he didn't. But he you could have easily put Gerrard in your Mount Rushmore as well, right, just because of enough. How just because of nah, enough. Bro, just because of the amount of work that he was putting in.
Real quick, you know what? I quickly looked at the trophy kind of one.
Hey, he might not be
real quick.
Trophy talk is
DJ, can I say trophy talk over here?
Yeah,
trophy season.
Get out of here, mate. Bless. T, you can hold that one. Just leave that one there by you, man. Because now that Kiz and all the man, this man, get this Man United guy out of here, man. We gotta talk some Arsenal and some Champions League, man. Kiz,
Kiz, get
cruel out of the studio, Kiz. Where are Man United in the league? 14.
Yeah,
you will end up in champion. Do you hear me, Kiz? You will end up in the
championship, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, Man United.
Boy, I mean, we'll obviously, Man United could actually, you know, for as bad as they've been in the league, they actually have a European semi-final.
I know.
I believe they have the harder of the two fixtures because they got to play Atletico Bilbao, where Tottenham play Bodo Glimt.
What's the winger's name again? The Spanish winger.
What's his name? Nico Williams.
Woof.
Nico Williams, yeah. Sanse as well. They got a couple of decent players.
They've got a decent team.
And they've got themselves to the semi-finals. Spanish team, they like to keep the ball. They might cause Man United some problems, I believe. But yeah, I mean, I'd say probably similar question I'd ask actually for both of you. Would a Europa League, would that save Man United's season?
No, it won't save because, bro, they're near relegation. Their relegation
is peak, isn't
it? But you know, it would add like a cherry on top of like everything that they've done. Be like, okay, yeah, we played Raj, but we managed to win in Europe, so it's not too bad.
It'll gloss over. Bad.
Yeah, yeah,
gloss over the fact that they've had a terrible...
You put sprinkles on your cake. And
no, that's not. But the cake is meaty.
It's meaty, but this is... You add a bit of Maggie seasoning. Oh, okay.
In food tech. Yeah. They're the ones.
No, okay, that's not too bad, Nat.
Oh, man.
But it's still... I can't lie, from... Like, I was deep in it, like... The way Man United have played this season is actually... bad. Man United shocking. And Tottenham is...
Tottenham are even worse, man. Tottenham are even worse. 5-1. Imagine if 5-1 losers against Liverpool.
You know, if Arsenal ever had a season like that, we would not...
Oh, my God. I think Twitter would combust.
Ah, bro.
I think Twitter would actually combust.
We'll be finished.
I remember them days we was finishing 8th and it was dark.
Yeah, it was dark. I'll be so real. I don't see Arsenal ever finishing... Maybe I'm being too confident in our team, but I don't feel us ever finishing in the bottom half of the table.
Yeah, I mean,
the way we're set up now,
that kind of thing, it could happen. But yeah, hopefully we're too big of a club with too much financial power, and too much and too much quality. Yeah, to be able to find ourselves in that situation. But you see, with Man United, they're a more successful club than us, and you see where they are.
So it could happen. Who knows?
Literally, but not today and not anytime soon. In fact, we're celebrating our Arsenal ladies being in the Champions League final because we're trying to do the same thing with the men. Yeah. We're trying to do the same. Same thing with the man them.
GBG for Barcelona because what they've done to us, they robbed us, man. So we need to come back.
29th and 30th Fire, blood, of April. Sweat. 29th and 30th of April, you got Arsenal versus PSG and Barcelona versus Inter. The first leg of the Champions League semi-final ties getting underway.
The first game.
Arsenal PSG. I think I need to find somewhere. You know, obviously I've gone on the Arsenal website and I've applied to be in the ballot.
Wait, hold on. Man said applied. You have to apply.
Yeah, the ballot. You join the ballot. Now you can't
bro,
buy him.
I just want to buy the ticket, bro.
Yeah,
you got, it, I ain't been to Arsenal game, bro. I ain't been to Arsenal game in a minute.
You got to jump in the ballot, but let me just check my email.
So you're applying to be on the waiting list,
to get a ticket. Yeah, it's like pretty much.
That's crazy.
In a manner of speaking, but
I did that shout out, man. get the bench podcast guys there.
We're trying to get there, man.
Cover some content,
fam. We've been jugging. I've been going to all kind of games this year, man.
That's crazy.
The only thing is, I haven't. Where a lot of people that have been shouting me in my various group chats, they've been shouting me that they got the email talking about sorry, like unfortunately you didn't get the ballot, or you didn't win the ballot. I haven't got an email yet, so I don't know whether to take that as a good or a bad thing.
But let's say they come back and say yes, you're gonna.
It's lit. I've got a ticket. It's lit. Man's going. I might even call in sick at work that day.
I hear it. Nah, because I can't. That's,
these
bro,
times,
that's gonna
the,
be a,
these times the gaffer will know. Oh, it's Arsenal PSG. Oh yeah, he's getting PSG. Yeah.
that's gonna be an important game, bro.
Bro, serious game, man.
What do you think? What's score predictions? What are you saying?
So I think that.
I don't know yet. I haven't watched PSG's after Champions League to see how they've been playing in the league and anything like that.
I mean, I'm hoping that it's a similar. I'm hoping that we have similar kind of strengths defensively, where the same thing as Real Madrid, that they didn't really have a conventional number nine. PSG don't necessarily have a conventional number nine, and all of their attacks are out wide. I'm hoping that with Timber, with Miles Lewis-Skelly, whoever's doubling up, Martinelli, Saka on the other side doubling up, I'm hoping that we can win those individual battles out wide. And that Saliba and Kivior can keep things steady in the middle of the park. Obviously, we've lost Partey to suspension for the first game. I was speaking to one of my boys earlier about this, and we were thinking, is he going to play Rice as the six? Or is he going to drop Marino in with Rice and they'll do a double six? Okay. I think maybe it might be a double six. I'm not sure if he trusts Declan Rice to do the six on his own, because we've seen with Arteta, like if we're talking about the lone six, he'll go to Jorginho, he'll go to Partey before he goes to Rice to do that. I think he wants Rice a bit further up the pitch, but obviously circumstances being, I think Marino might sit in with him in the midfield and Trossard might go up top.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we can just prove to be a lot more physically imposing than PSG. They've got some smaller players who are quite technical and they move the ball very well. But we also, Arsenal, I think, of the two teams, are probably the stronger defensively. And I think, there'll be a lot of interesting matchups for Martinelli with Hakimi. He's going to have his hands full both ways.
He's gonna have.
With Nuno Mendes, you see what he done to Salah. Can he do the same thing with Saka?
For me, Saka, I feel like when Saka comes up against like players where they're supposedly meant to do better, he kind of wins the battle. Like even Alaba, I thought Alaba was gonna, shut up shop, but
I mean,
Alaba was scared, bro.
With someone like Saka, he's got. I'd say he's probably got four ways that he could beat you.
And he's very good. He's very good with his decision making. So like, he can beat you with an off the ball run. He don't even need to have
very
the ball.
Very mature player. I can't lie, man.
Could beat you with an off the ball run. Could go inside and shoot or cross. Can take you down the right, low cross it with his right foot. Will draw two players into him and then pop it off to a free man in space. So there's
a
right
lot to
there.
Think about. When you're defending Saka.
Exactly. Right there, there's four different ways that he could do damage. So, yeah, hoping that he can show up. And
stiff, though. He's just, you know them stiff African.
He's not trying to give you nothing.
You're not getting nowhere. Come here. You're not getting nowhere.
Dead one. So, yeah. Hopefully Saka can remove your hand.
Just remove your hand.
Hopefully Saka can get the best of Mendes there. And I think it will definitely be a case of who's going to take their chances.
Mm.
Who's going to take their chances, man? There's
I
a lot
hope
of...
he stopped that guy, though, man. What's his name there?
Kvaratskhelia. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think I'm quite comfortable in a lot of our 1v1s all over the pitch. I think we're a bit more of a physically imposing side than PSG. Mm. And I think we defend better than them as a unit. They also have the quality to kill you with all they need is a chance. They've got players like Dembele, Kvaratskhelia, Barkala, Doué, even the boys in the middle, Vitinha, Neves, you get me? They can pop up with a goal. So, yeah, man,
it's interesting.
With them and with us, like with Marino, Trossard, Saka, Martinelli, I need some big performances from them. And I guess it's all about who's going to be able to take the most chances. Yeah. In the 180 minutes in both games.
I'm you know what, I'm saying a cheeky 3-1 still.
At home, first leg.
Yeah, I think we'll win 3-1. I think
I like that.
I think they will score.
Yeah.
But I think we'll win the match 3-1 though. I think they probably will get a goal. But I think we'll take that game 3-1.
I think I'm gonna go I wanna go 2-0.
Okay,
but I'm thinking maybe 1-0.
Ooh,
I think
tight game.
I think it might be tight. I don't think it's going to be a thing where we played Madrid in the quarters, there was a lot of separation between us and them. When you deep the scoreline, 5-1, 3-0, and then the 2-1 away at their ground.
We disrespected them.
We took it there.
We disrespected them.
For real. So I feel like PSG, they work better as a team right now than Real Madrid, even though they got the individual quality rare. I think PSG are a better team than them, and I think it'll be a lot tighter. So, first leg at home, I'm going for a 1-0. I'm going for a 1-0 to the Arsenal, man. Keep it tight, and then we'll see what happens at the Parc des Princes. I'm trying to go.
Parc des Princes.
I'm trying to go.
Are you for the second leg, innit?
I'm going to go. I think I'm going to spend 2 nights in Paris, and we'll see if I can finesse a ticket out there, man. It's going to be hard. It's going to be very, very difficult to...
Have you tried online? Nothing.
Yeah, not yet. Nothing yet. But yeah, I'm going to try and see if I can finesse. If I can... amazing. If not, I don't think I'm too fussed. Not like last round where it was like, I don't want to go to Madrid and not go Santiago Bernabeu.
Do you get?
Like, I don't want to just go to Madrid just to whatever. But Paris is up the road.
Just
from London.
It's literally up the road.
It's up the road. So I could firm that.
No, I kind of... I've watched the game there. The atmosphere, yeah, it's cold still.
And then the other one is Barcelona versus Inter Milan.
It's going to be a very interesting game as well.
I think
that might be a... Would you say that's more of an interesting match than our match?
I think
they're both kind of similar in different ways, it really depends
because I think Arsenal and PSG stylistically are quite similar. And then I think Barcelona and Inter are kind of polar opposites.
Yeah, for real.
Barcelona, the best attack in the Champions League this year. Inter, one goal conceded in the group stage. One goal.
That's mad.
One goal.
Bro, these Italians and they're defending. It's crazy.
Bro, the eight games, they scored 11.
And only conceded one goal. That's amazing, bro.
Mad thing. So
shout out to the manager, man.
Best defence versus the best attack. And, you know, listen, obviously Barcelona are going to be able to create and carve out chances. Would they be able to take them? Inter Milan, they obviously seem very comfortable defensively, especially in Europe. So I feel like if there's any team that could potentially be a kryptonite for Barcelona or a bad matchup for them Inter. At this point in the competition, probably Inter.
Yeah.
Probably Inter. I think the first leg is, let me just double check that one.
Should be the Wednesday, innit?
Yes, so Arsenal PSG will be on the Tuesday. And then I think the first leg is in Barcelona, with the second leg returning in the San Siro the week after. So, listen, I'm going to say for that one, I'm going to say Barca 2-1.
Okay.
I'm going to say Barca 2-1.
Then Inter will...
And then Inter might take it there at home, but we'll see.
We'll see, yeah.
We'll see, man. It
depends on how the first leg goes.
100%, 100%. And then, yeah. Boy, what are we saying? T, grab the mic as well. T, we saying, can we win the Champions League? What are we feeling? 100%. Yeah?
My guy, come on.
Are you feeling about it, 100%. Man?
Bro, yeah? Arsenal winning the Champions League, bro. I think I said this time ago, this season when we started.
I said it last year and Bobby laughed at, man.
We're winning the Champions League, bro. I think, do you know what it is? The way things are happening,
yeah,
this could be the year. Like you said, with the women's thing as well, that is crazy.
It's lit. We could have two Champions Leagues by the end of the season.
Yeah.
It's lit.
Men and women against Barca. Against Barca.
The parade. Nah, let me not even do
I'm
too
there,
much.
You know?
Let me not do that.
You say you're there.
Oh, I'm rolling. Oh, front. Listen, I'm at the front. I'm hanging off the bus. I'm hanging off the wing mirror of the bus. But, I mean, for Arsenal fans, I feel like, yes, you should be confident. You should feel like, yeah, we can win the Champions League. I feel like every team in the final four right now. Because, bro, we're in the final four. It's not like there's 30 teams in the Champions League. This is it now. It's final four. We're two games from the final. I think all of the teams, all of their sets of fans, Barca, Inter, PSG, will all be thinking, yo, we're going to win Champions League this year. So I feel like we should definitely be the same. We should definitely be feeling hopeful. And yeah, let's enjoy ourselves, man. We've got two big games, two of the biggest games of the season. Yeah. Hopefully we can beat them at home. And then, yeah, we can go there.
That sounds perfectly for the way. Because then... My man's back as well. Party's back as
well. You understand?
So now I can't lie. I think we actually have to win at home.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like regardless of what the score is, it's like a 1-0, like you said, if we can win at home, away we'll be better suited to play away, because obviously Party's back, so a bit more stability.
And at this stage of the competition, it's very, very hard to go away from home and disrespect your opponent and take the victory off them. You probably want to have to hold serve at home first.
To be fair, but what we done to Real Madrid though, man?
Yeah, Mazin.
We actually disrespected them.
Mazin. Their man there got problems. They just lost the Copa del Rey final to Barcelona 3-2 in extra time.
Controversial.
Madness, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy. Yo.
There was some serious sport going on this weekend, man. You man see the fight?
Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
Clippers and Nuggets.
Clippers and Nuggets. Yeah. There was that. NBA going on, and then the boxing as well, fam.
Oh yeah, Ben and
Eubank and Ben.
Shout out to Ben and Eubank, man. That was a very, it's very wholesome to see.
Yeah.
Their fathers fighting each other, then now their sons fighting each other.
It's my son.
Yeah.
It's my son.
He's a character,
and
bro.
I love him. Even though he's a disgrace. He's a disgrace, but he's my son. Rastafari.
I said, bro. Nah, actually, he is a character, bro.
You see how he come in? You see the drip when he come? Oh, he's cold, bro.
You see that entrance? That was cold because his son didn't know he was coming, apparently. So,
bro, that come like
that's lit, man. I can't lie. That's lit, man.
That was the bigger message, man. Obviously, I count myself as a casual boxing fan, but I've been a fan of boxing for many years now. I'm not all the way knowledgeable about every single facet of it, but I've watched a lot of fights, bro. That's up there for me. I can't lie. One of the best fights I've ever seen in a long time. But even more so than that, the bigger
background as well.
The bigger message. Bigger than that, even being a legacy fight, a family affair, rare, is the fact that it was a family affair. It did unite both of the fathers.
Nice to see. Yeah,
both of the fathers with their sons. Man.
For real, it was actually nice to see that the fathers were there. You know what I'm saying? Present. Just showing that love, man.
Exactly. It's important to... Either your parents. If it was your mother, your father, it's important that you always have those people in your life, in your corner, and that your relationship with them, you know, if you have problems, if you have beef, whatever, you dead the beef and you find a bigger cause to bring yourselves back together, because that's your family, that's your blood, that's your kinfolk, man.
Yeah,
shout out to the Eubanks for repairing it and finding the occasion and finding the right moment to come together. The entrance was coming like WWE was lit. Yeah. Chris Eubank was on there going, Rastafari. It was cold. And the fight, bro, the fight
was good still. Entertaining.
Felt that. I felt that fight. You know, how personal that joint was. I felt that, bro. That was lit, man. Shout out to them too.
Could have gone either way.
Yeah, for real. I think I had it as a draw.
Had it as a draw, yeah.
I had it as a draw and I was like, all right, cool, listen. Call it a draw. You might run it back again.
I think after the last two rounds, I was just like, I think Eubank might take this one, you know.
Yeah, bro. You see, in the beginning, obviously, Conor Ben was on a stamina thing.
In the Benin game.
In the Benin game. Conor Ben was coming out swinging. Yeah, he was like, yo, I'm trying to finish him. Two, three rounds. Stamina thing, speed thing. And then after like 3-4 rounds, Eubank got his timing. He said, yeah, okay. This is how he's going to come in. As he comes in, hook. Every time he comes in, check hook. Let me get the jab going. Boom, boom, boom. Started boxing him. Started chatting to him.
More technical, yeah.
Did you see him chatting to him in the ring as well?
I did.
Bro, for like 3-4 rounds, he's calling him weak. He's like, you're weak. You're nothing. You're chatting to him.
You know,
it was deeper.
Man, punching your head and telling you that you're weak. And then you're trying to punch him.
You're boxing the guy's head off and he's like, you're weak. You're nothing. Shit don't hurt.
Them guys fight Mayweather. They must have been upset. Imagine Mayweather saying, Oh, that's weak, man. You weak, man. You weak-ass man.
Man's having conversations with people ringside while he's fighting, man. I've seen Mayweather's a different beast, man.
Quickly, before we go, what do you think of Whittaker? He's a very flamboyant boxer.
He done what he was supposed to do with that rematch. That rematch, he done what he was supposed to do in the first half. In the first fight, sorry.
Oh, okay.
The first fight, obviously, it went how it went. And then, obviously, you hear him talking about it afterwards and he was saying, like I just weren't right and I didn't train properly and, like, there were some things going on and da-da-da, but I don't give myself any excuses, rare. So, that kind of... Some of those things, like, it's you can't pinpoint what it is, but some of those things that he was saying afterwards when he talks about that first fight, you can then go, oh, okay, after you look at this, obviously, hindsight is 20/20, but after the way that he's performed in this second fight... You can think, okay, maybe some of the stuff that he was saying, something was happening that threw him off, that he performed that lackluster in the first fight, because the second one got my man out of there in 2 rounds. So shout out to him, and hopefully he can continue and stay locked in, and then try and see what level he can get to as a boxer.
It seems like he can be a problem.
For real. Shout out Anthony Yard as well, won that interim belt in the undercard as well. Man, there was all kind of things there. There was MotoGP, but I know the man them here, they're not really into the... I'm into the bikes.
I'm into the bikes.
But yeah, bro, a big weekend of sporting action, man. Boxing, football, everything, man. NBA, the Clippers. The Nuggets.
Yeah, man.
The Warriors.
Yeah.
The Rockets.
The Rockets.
Bro, Warriors are looking good, man.
Sweeping.
Steph is just out here scoring 40, bro. It's long, bro.
With no Butler.
With no Jimmy as well. It's long, bro. It's long. So, man. I'd count that as episode 159, man. Myself, Jengi, Kiz was here, but, you know, he's a part-timer and that coming like a solar eclipse. I call him Solar Kiz. He ain't watched football in like 3-4 months. Oh, I found some way to get him to get involved in the conversation. So, yeah. You see how we do. We see the vibes. Got T in the background there as well. T, shout out to you. Once again, shout out to HMT, Samsung Sport, Sunday Intermediate Cup, Middlesex FA, final winners 2025. Shout out to you, man. I'm going to get you lots of pictures up soon. And yeah, from us, man, from everyone here at the Bench Podcast, we're going to be back next week. We're going to keep the content flowing and going, and thank you for joining us on this journey, man.
Yes,
episode Dunsky, we out, man.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.